Today is Monday, April 26th. What to know about a new vaccine trend, why millions of Americans are skipping their second shots, and what health officials have to say about it. And new guidance coming with the one-shot option in the U.S. Also, where there's a recount of votes from the presidential election 6 months ago, even though it will not change the outcome either way. Plus, why there are millions of delayed tax refunds, another automaker promises to go all electric, and the one movie that dominated several top categories at this year's Oscars. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. There's a new trend popping up in the COVID-19 vaccine rollout that has some health officials concerned. A growing number of Americans are skipping their second doses of the Pfizer and Moderna shots. CDC data shows more than 5 million people, or about 8% of those who got a first dose, skipped their second. So why? The New York Times interviewed people who say they were worried about possible flu-like side effects. Others say they feel protected enough with just one dose. And then there are some cases of supply shortages. So now health officials are reminding people, even though a single shot will give you some protection against COVID-19, it will be weaker, and it might not protect you against the new strains spreading in the U.S. For those who don't want to have to worry about that second shot at all, there's the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It's the only one on the market right now in the U.S. that comes in just one dose. And over the weekend, the FDA and CDC said it's actually okay to start giving it out again, saying its benefits outweigh the risks. Remember, it was on pause while health officials investigated a possible link to rare but serious blood clots. The pause was also meant to give experts more time to let doctors know what to look out for and how to treat the clots. 15 out of nearly 8 million people who received the J&J vaccine in the U.S. got the condition. Three of them died. So moving forward, everyone who gets the Johnson & Johnson shot will get an information sheet. It mentions the rare clotting problem and what symptoms to look out for. For the fourth day in a row, India set a global record for new daily COVID-19 infections. The country now accounts for nearly half of all new COVID-19 cases being reported around the world. Hospitals are overwhelmed and oxygen supplies are running low. So the United States is now promising to help out. The U.S. government is sending materials needed for vaccine production. It's also giving test kits, ventilators, personal protective equipment, and more. And it has public health advisors from the CDC going to work with Indian health officials at the American embassy there. The European Union, Britain, and India's neighbor Pakistan have also all offered to send essential medical supplies. President Biden is now the first U.S. president to officially recognize the massacre of Armenians 106 years ago as genocide. He and some top lawmakers say it's not about casting blame, but ensuring it does not happen again. An estimated 1.5 million Armenians were killed during World War I under the Ottoman Empire. That area of the world is now the country of Turkey, which is a U.S. ally and NATO partner. Some officials there say now this could damage the U.S.-Turkey relationship. In fact, that's why some past U.S. presidents have avoided actually calling it a genocide. And now Turkey's foreign minister is condemning Biden's words, calling them unacceptable. Turkey acknowledges that many Armenians were killed during the difficult circumstances of World War I, but it does not agree with how many of them died and insists there were losses on both sides. That said, the Armenian prime minister released a statement as well, saying Biden's words were a, quote, powerful step on the way to acknowledging the truth. Today and tomorrow, the U.S. embassy and consulates in Turkey are going to be closed as a precaution. It's an unprecedented effort, more than 6 months after a presidential election. Votes from Arizona's most populous county are now being recounted. Republicans in Arizona's state Senate are challenging the outcome of the presidential election in Maricopa County. So they seized more than 2 million ballots and the machines that counted them, along with computer hard drives full of data. They handed all the materials off to a Florida-based consultant group called Cyber Ninjas. The Arizona Senate put up $150,000 for this audit, which Cyber Ninjas says is not enough. The conservative cable channel One America News Network has also raised money for this project, and many unnamed donors have contributed. Republicans who authorized it say this independent review will help people trust the results. Former President Trump has praised the effort, saying it will reveal fraud and inspire similar audits in other states he lost. But critics argue it'll only cause more unnecessary doubt, giving voters the impression that results in a Democratic election are questionable. And they say the consultant group they're using has no election experience. Now, keep in mind, even if the audit does find errors, it would not be enough to actually change the outcome of the last election. And three earlier reviews in that same county already showed no signs of fraud. This latest audit is expected to wrap up within 60 days. If you're still waiting on your tax refund, you're certainly not alone. The IRS says it's holding 29 million tax returns for manual processing. And that means many Americans' refunds are delayed. In a typical year, taxpayers get their refunds within 3 weeks of filing. But this year, many say it's been 6 to 8 weeks and counting. It's complicated for a few reasons. One is because the IRS had a backlog of returns from last year it wasn't able to process since offices shut down at the start of the pandemic. Also, the ones taking the longest are the returns that need a correction because of changes from the government's COVID-19 relief packages. For example, some people missed stimulus payments or qualified for new tax credits. But fair warning, if you're trying to call the IRS about any of this, it will not be easy. An internal watchdog says phone calls are up 300% this filing season, and the IRS is still dealing with staff shortages. Instead, you can check out the Where's My Refund tool on the IRS website. We have a link to it in today's episode notes. All right, we have much more news still ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor, Stamps.com. Let's be real, going to the post office is not exactly how any of us want to be spending our time. I know I've taken too long to mail something out just because I was avoiding having to go and wait in line. Well, good news, we don't have to do that anymore thanks to Stamps.com. Conveniently send letters and ship packages from home. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7. Then once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop off. And you can actually pay less than you would otherwise. Stamps.com gives discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. We're talking up to 40% off post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. Plus, there's no risk. With our promo code Newsworthy, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Newsworthy. That's stamps.com, promo code Newsworthy. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. Okay, now back to the news. History was made at this year's Academy Awards. Chloe Zhao became the first woman of color to win the Oscar for Best Director for her work on the movie Nomadland. She's also the second woman to ever take home that honor and the first woman to receive 4 Oscar nominations in a single year. Nomadland also won for Best Picture, which is also somewhat groundbreaking. It had a budget of less than $5 million, making it one of the most modest-sized movies to ever win Hollywood's top honor. As far as other top awards go, Frances McDormand won Best Actress for the 3rd time for her role in Nomadland, and Best Actor went to Anthony Hopkins for The Father. The nominees and their guests were spread out through the night, but thanks to testing and quarantine requirements ahead of time, no one was wearing masks. Today marks a major first for the audio chat app Clubhouse. The social media platform will provide exclusive content for this week's NFL draft. For Clubhouse, it's the first collaboration with a major sports league. Beginning today, football fans can drop in on chat rooms hosted by the NFL. The rooms will include assessments of prospective players, mock drafts, and conversations with alumni from the University of Alabama football team. Fans will also hear from athletes, coaches, and analysts during the live selection process. The NFL draft officially begins on Thursday. To join in on the chats, fans were told to follow the NFL's official Clubhouse account. Clubhouse is still an invitation-only app, though, and it's only available on Apple devices right now. Big chain pharmacies are now carrying COVID-19 tests you can do at home without a prescription. And you'll get results fast, in about 15 minutes. We're talking about an at-home test developed by Abbott Laboratories. It's now on store shelves at CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart, and is also being sold online. Abbott says it plans to expand to other retailers soon. The kit costs $23.99, and it comes with 2 tests. Abbott recommends patients test themselves twice if they think they have COVID-19, but to wait 36 hours before using the second test. The company says the test can detect COVID-19 even if you're not having any symptoms, and they're about 95% effective. 2 other companies have also developed at-home testing kits, and they're expected to be available at stores in the coming weeks. Honda is going all electric. The automaker says it plans to be selling only electric vehicles by the year 2040. So the goal is to phase out any new all-gas and diesel-powered vehicles over the next 2 decades. And at least in the short term, Honda is teaming up with rival company General Motors to make it happen. Honda's 2 new electric SUV models will run on GM's Ultium batteries, which are coming in 2024. Then, over the next 6 years, Honda CEO says the company will invest more than $46 billion on research and development and eventually use its own battery and hydrogen-powered tech. On top of all of that, Honda says it wants its cars and SUVs to be so safe that no one in a Honda vehicle ever dies in a crash. So it says it's going to have an enhanced driver assistance system in all vehicles by the year 2030. Hundreds of people named Josh gathered at a park in Lincoln, Nebraska over the weekend to determine who was the best Josh of them all. It was all in good fun. The Joshes came prepared with signs and costumes, and they battled using pool noodles. A four-year-old named Joshua Vinson Jr. was declared the winner. The Josh fight all started as a joke last year. College student Josh Swain decided to message other people named Josh over social media to jokingly challenge them to a duel. The message went viral and then turned into this event, which did some good. People donated hundreds of pounds of food to the Food Bank of Lincoln, and they raised more than $8,000 for a children's hospital foundation. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, this episode of The Newsworthy is presented by America's leading beverage companies who are working together to reduce plastic waste in our environment. Not all plastic is the same. America's beverage companies are carefully designing 100% recyclable plastic bottles, including the caps. Their bottles are made to be remade. And they're investing in community recycling programs to help get more bottles back so they can be turned into material used to make new bottles. That completes the circle and reduces plastic waste. Please help get every bottle back. Learn more at everybottleback.org. Again, that's everybottleback.org. All right, now back to Money Monday. The housing market is booming so much that there's now a record low number of houses for sale in the U.S. So construction companies are racing to keep up with the demand to build more. Builders got started on nearly 20% more homes in February compared to a year ago. As Business Insider reports, that's the highest surge in new home starts since 2006. And as we mentioned, there is an urgent need for it. A recent federal study found the U.S. has about 4 million fewer homes than it needs in order to keep up with the current demand. That's partly because labor and materials shortages, but also more millennials who have been renting the last few years are now looking to buy. As for why so many people are looking to buy, well, many families have been looking for larger spaces to accommodate more remote work and school. Lower mortgage rates have also enticed buyers. That said, low inventory has meant homes cost about 10% more this year compared to last year. All right, thank you so much for listening today and making The Newsworthy part of your daily routine. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.